Got a package full of wishes. A time machine, a magic wand, a globe made out of gold. No instructions or commandments. Laws of gravity or indecisions to uphold. Printed on the box I see.
Well, that's the question, and I was reading a note about the fact that we can't get Richard on the phone. Richard has a life. He's 88 years old, and he has a life, so on occasion, you know, we don't pay him to be on the radio. Matter of fact, we pay to be on the radio. You think these people would let us say these things for nothing? No, then we pay them. I mean, I wouldn't let me say what I say for nothing. But why would we say it? John, why would we say it?
I wouldn't say it.
No. I mean, why would we say anything of that sort? Remember, this is the land of the free. We came here to be free of the queen. We came here to be free of feudalism. We came here to find a new kind of feudalism, corporate feudalism.
That was 200 years.
Patrick, we came here to be free.
Patrick, that was 200 years ago. And we came up with a revolutionary war with a constitution, and now 200 years later, they don't abide by it, and our freedoms are being whittled away little by little, more and more every day.
But, what was that last thing?
Patrick, what I'd like to talk about, though, is Dr. Chi, if I may take 2 minutes here and introduce something to the listening audience regarding oxygen circulation and saturation levels of cellular oxygen.
I would love you to do that if I can say that the prime job, J-O-B, of sulfur is to transport oxygen. Please continue, John.
That's correct, and that's our number one issue with the sulfur. But Dr. Chi is he's Chinese, and he does his diagnosis with fingernail and tongue. Very unique. He's got 2 books out. And he's a gentleman that I've been seeing twice a year in New York City, because I live right next to it. They have a large HealthU show there, and it's for 3 days, and he distributes his wares. But he's got several different teas, T-E-A-S. And, Patrick, on your fingernails, that little white half moon, how do you pronounce that? Lunule?
Okay, if you want. That's good. I like that.
All right, I think that's what it is. But anyways.
We didn't use that much in ophthalmology.
Of the thousands of cancer patients who have been reviewed by Dr. Chi, listen to this. 80% of these, and this is something you can self-diagnose yourself with, but 80% of these cancer patients exhibited teeth marks on their tongue and a lack of lunules on their fingernails. Now, because the lunule...
Hold it. Was that teeth marks?
Teeth. T-E-E-T-H. Teeth marks.
Yeah.
I guess they're just little lines that, you know, that go on their tongue. But anyways, because the lunule, which appears on the fingernail, is a reflective sign of the saturation levels of cellular oxygen. Now, a normal person should, everybody's looking at their fingernail now. A normal person should have 4 lunule on each hand, excluding the pinky. And a patient who lacks lunule on the fingernails, circulation blocked, will usually experience such symptoms as having cold hands and feet, numbness to the limbs, no energy, and memory loss. And if the patient has only lunule in the thumbs, the cancer has a high chance to thrive. I find that interesting because those three, you know, those no energy, memory loss, numbness of limbs, cold hands, sulfur addresses all of those.
Well, it does, but here I'm looking at very, very indistinct lunules, and I think it's the light. I mean, it's a lot. But here's the thing that's important about what you're saying. If we take the time to look at our body, if we have birds can't see, we all can't see our body, but if we can look at the parts of our body that we can see, we notice if it's doing better or not. You know,
true.
For those people who have real fingernail problems, well, of course sulfur is going to help. But, gee, that's a silly reason to be healthy. I mean, well, my fingernails were crappy. But it's not a bad reason.
You know, another common sense dictates that the extremities, your fingernails and your toenails, these are the ones prone to fungus, right? But that's the end travel of the circulatory system. So the blood, that's the end limits of the blood. So if you're low in oxygen, I mean, the body's going to crab it up as it can, if you know, whatever. But by the time it gets to the ends, not enough oxygen out there. And which brings up another question.
Yes.
Fungus thrives on low oxygen. And here again, let me tell everyone
in the 40, 50, 60 million listeners, and you can't call in.
Go ahead.
Into us because we got all the phone lines locked up. Actually, we do have one phone line open because Richard isn't there. Okay, John has started a fungus business, so he's selling fungus. But we know how to get rid of the fungus, so that's not a problem. But just so you understand, he's really hardcore into the fungus business. Now that was a joke.
Well, Patrick, wasn't Linus? Not Linus, but Otto Warburg, who was twice a Nobel laureate. And in 1931, he came up with the answer to cancer, 35% reduction of oxygen, you will get cancer. He proved that. And if you understand that cancer is fungus, well, hello, Blondie. I mean, let's get rid of the fungus, get the oxygen back, and clean up.
There was a Disney film, I think they called it The Lion King.
Yep.
And there was a song about the cycles of life, and fungus is part of the cycles of life. Fungus happens after you die. So when your cells die, they become fodder for fungus.
You know, Patrick Flanagan Thursday mentioned the word apoptosis.
Yeah.
And that's cellular death.
Right.
And that does occur. And when that occurs, you know, one boom, it's a cascade, you know. One cell becomes an organ and becomes a tissue. And
that's why we have so many active morticians.
And they make a good living, don't they?
Well, actually, no, they don't. They work hard because we keep dying. You know, one of the problems with being a mortician is that people just don't ever schedule their death. And so, I wouldn't advise many to go into the mortician business unless they really like it. But if we can stop dying, we could let these people take a vacation. Outlaw death in Connecticut for 2 weeks, they could go on vacation.
Well, listen, sulfur addresses the, we can continue our life with sulfur and continue a healthy life.
Well, what we're coming to the conclusion is that, you know, the fine print at the bottom of the bottle says dying is not an option, and most of these people are taking that to heart.
Well, don't we have 102 cancer patients in case cancer?
Oh, I know. I'm talking about our 85, 90, 90. You know, I'm talking about your mom.
98 years old last week.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a notion that men are going to live 77 years. Well, it's actually backed off to about 71. And women are lived to be about 78 years. Well, I'm sorry. The people in our study who are really rather vibrant and alive above those ages would disagree.
Well, hey, listen, I'm very thankful. You, Patrick, you mentioned my 98-year-old mother, and I'm very thankful because it's like clockwork. I make her sulfur water in the morning. Normally, I use the ozonated water, but on my ozone generator, I'm using it. A friend of mine is this Catholic priest that's trying to straighten out his candidiasis. So I don't have that, but she's doing fine on the sulfur. Every morning, I say, good morning, Mom. She wakes right up, boom, give her a kiss, goodbye. Sulfur is working nicely.
Well, we've come to that conclusion.
Hey, listen, before we digress off this, Dr. Chi, I just want to mention, he does have many teas, and the one here is called Vein Light, V-E-I-N Light, L-I-T-E. It's good for dilation of blood vessels, thinning blood viscosity, and in China and Japan in the early 1990s, this product already proven by their health department to be excellent in the improvement of oxygen circulation and the prevention of senility, coronary heart disease, and atherosclerosis. So if somebody wanted to, was interested in following up, just Google Dr. Chi, C-H-I, and vein light. So that subject is now closed.
You know, we've been around longer than the Chevrolet. You know, you mentioned Chinese medicine and, you know, and Greek medicine and Egyptian medicine. And most of those medicines that they used were actually organic. They were pretty much homeopathic stuff.
Absolutely.
Pardon?
Before the chemists got involved.
Well, yeah, but that didn't happen until, you know, 1700s.
Okay.
So, we actually survived rather well, except for some strange infections, because we hadn't figured out when to take the garbage. And maybe even better than, you know, what we're doing now as far as how happy we were in life. Okay, something's really bumping the mic. I'm talking to my producer, so we're trying to get rid of this noise that she can hear, which means you can hear. Hopefully that did. We did okay before we had the chemists get involved. If we disavow the chemists and sort of push them out of the program and go back to the minerals of life, we may in fact enjoy life again.
Well, you know, the minerals of life, and this morning I was on the internet doing some research, and actually somebody sent me, two people sent me the same YouTube, but it was on these GMO, one of the greatest threats to our health. And I got thinking about it. Our GMO, I mean, first of all, most crops grow, we know that there's no sulfur in the soil. Now, how many other minerals are missing in the soil? It's a sick soil. They use all these chemicals. But now you introduce GMO crops, how less of what we were getting, which was minimal anyways, how less of that are now we obtaining in our food, and plus the GMO fact of it? It's scary. Think about it.
Well, I'd rather not be scared. When we got people who ate at McDonald's three or four times a week to take sulfur and watch them finally stop eating at McDonald's, knowing that it had addressed their stupidity.
Exactly. That's why it occurred.
Yeah, but in the meantime, we also watched their faces become a little more animated, and the puffiness and the, you know, the sugar puffy was gone. And, you know, it's, you know, this study of sulfur, we're not trying to, you know, get a Nobel Prize or anything. We just like to have people healthy. And I don't think that's really all that bad.
And with that statement, Patrick, I think you want to include the fact that if there's another sulfur out there, competition, so to speak, we welcome it. We just want people on sulfur. I just had to introduce that.
Oh, that's interesting. I lost my speakers when I replugged my headset in. Can you hear me, John?
I can hear you, Patrick, but your strength is about strength 3.
Your what?
Your strength. I mean, your loud factor is not there.
Okay. Is that somebody named Richard in the background?
Yeah, I'm listening. You guys are great.
Hey, hello, Richard L.
Yes. How are you today?
I'm just doing fine myself. Patrick's having some technical difficulties, though.
Yeah, his mouth is hitting the speaker.
Oh, no, it's not.
But it's what it sounds like.
Well,
it's bouncing.
I have an angel sitting next to me who is a ham and wants to get on the radio. And, you know, they always
go. Oh.
Yeah, ever since I saw Angels in the Outfield, I've been bothered by angels.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so now I just put up with them. It's the least I can do. If you were listening, then you have a notion, because, you know, you've watched a few more years, at least 20 more years of history than John or I have, and it's it isn't that hard. It really is pretty simple. Healthy people are healthy. Unhealthy people are unhealthy. Gee, wonder how they got unhealthy.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Harvard to figure find that out.
No.
There you go.
You just go to the grocery store, and if it's in a box, you don't buy it.
Well, exactly. Stay on the outer level, the outer circle of the grocery stores, where all the vegetables and the meats are.
Oh, you guys are lucky. We have all the vegetables in one 10-by-10 area. I mean, and then there's miles and miles and miles of crap.
Well, that's because you live in the boondocks out there, Patrick.
Oh, I see. I love it when the eastern folks think that we're boondocks out here. Remember, the Indians were here, too.
Well, you've got a Whole Foods out there, don't you?
Oh, it's, and it's not my job to say anything bad about anybody, but I've been trying to commiserate with Wild Oats and Help and Whole Foods, and even before that, Kathy's Market. The guy who started the whole health food industry is a fellow by the name of Michael Circuit. He's a real estate agent in Las Vegas. He did the research. He found the stuff. He knew the organic stuff. He sold that information. Now he does real estate.
Well, more power to him. He started a good thing.
Well, he did, but I'm sorry, Whole Foods has not carried on the tradition.
No, because you have to get GMO, doggone, you get that doggone canola oil in their salad bar. Everything is made of canola oil. I've made appointments to different managers, and they kind of blow me off. And then they sell GMO products in the store, so they're not 100%. I agree.
No, they're not. And nor are you.
Well, no. I mean, I'm breathing foul air.
No, I mean, you know, come on. If you haven't had sulfur in your diet since 1954, I'm sorry, you're genetically modified.
Well, that's correct. That's correct.
And so is Richard.
That's correct.
And so
well, no one's been shooting genetic material at me.
they had to shoot a foreign gene
into a regular gene to get it something genetically modified. You modify the genes by shooting high
speed. Oh, I understand that. But if you take the sulfur out of the mix, you're genetically modifying the result.
Well, I don't know about that. I'm not into gene theory, but I believe
let me make a statement. If you wear 501 buttonfly jeans, you know, you could break a nail. Now, that was a Levi's joke. Now, if you guys didn't get that one, I apologize. You were both supposed to bring jokes to today's show.
I was waiting for the response to that, but, you know.
Oh, it's if you've never worn Levi's button 501 jeans, then you don't know what it means. I mean, you know. Women who do it, they break their nails when they do the jeans.
Oh,
there's no zipper. They're just buttons.
That's the old fashioned variety, right?
That's the way Levi Strauss made them.
Yeah. Way back when, the old gold rush days.
But before we degenerate into Levi Strauss and stuff, I got a call from a fellow who was concerned not about himself nor about his own family. But he was concerned about the son of a good friend of his who just lost her older son.
What? I'm sorry, lost her what?
Older son. She had two sons. She lost one. And
okay.
And now the younger son is not there. He's autistic.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and so do I think that this kid can come back? Yes, I do.
Absolutely.
I don't care if he's 28 years old. I'm sorry, I don't care.
Absolutely.
It's going to take time, you know, to clear out all the crap, but you can clean out the blood-brain barrier with sulfur. We've pretty much proven that in young folks and old folks. You know, if you're listening to this show and you know you're going to suffer from Alzheimer's, please contact John or Richard. Matter of fact, John, go and grab a piece of paper and a pencil, please. Go and get a pencil and a piece of paper. I'm going to give you a couple of phone numbers so you don't have to go Alzheimer's on us. Can't stand it when they go Alzheimer's on us. Alright, you've got the pencil and paper. Okay, Richard, what's your phone number slowly?
765-288-8767.
Would you repeat that, please?
765-288-8767.
Okay, now, Richard's a retired doctor, so he can tell you almost anything he wants. Now, John, what's your phone number?
Okay, I live in the great state of Connecticut, the Nutmeg State, and that number is 203-615-0069.
All right, can you repeat that, please?
Certainly, 203-615-0069.
All right, and there are other people across the country who are also doing the sulfur study. That's just someone that you can get sulfur from who knows something about it. And so if you, you know, try to do that dying thing, you know, you've got somebody to call. Part of our study, you know, there's a little unwritten clause at the bottom of the can. It's really very hard to read. And it says dying is not an option. If you want to die real quick, then don't join the study.
Patrick, if I may, just follow up. You're talking about that angel next to you and about death. Many years ago, a very dear friend of mine, a Catholic priest, very holy man, he was dying. He was bedridden for many, many years. But in his deathbed, Angie Hara was his elderly caretaker. And when he was dying, he says, Angie, what are all these angels doing around my bed? That's a true story. And he wasn't the Alzheimer's. He was lucid. And as he was dying, you know, he had these angels ready to transport him. So I'm very believing in angels.
Well, you know, people can poo-poo angels if they want. But they probably vote Republican. You know.
Well, I might vote Republican. I might. Not this time around, but I might.
You may in the future, maybe. But, I mean, this go-around, you're going to write in whatever name is anonymous.
That's correct.
Because you are anonymous. You know, you're from Connecticut, and you're one of the anonymous Green Mountain Boys. You're anonymous. They don't know who you are. They don't know what's going on. You know, if we go back to Ruby Ridge, if what happened to Ruby Ridge hadn't been so sneaky and anonymous, you know, there was a bad thing that happened somewhere before Ruby Ridge that had nothing to do with the people who died.
We hope you enjoyed this free excerpt from today's program. Register to become a sponsoring member so you can hear the complete interview for any of the radio shows in our library. Just click the sidebar link and select your membership level. It's that easy.